From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. New fighting erupted Sunday near Damascus in spite of the United Nations' demand for a 30-day ceasefire to allow rescue and medical workers to enter the region. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 9 people were killed and another 31 injured outside the Syrian capital, boosting the death toll to more than 500 in clashes over the last week. The fighting nonetheless appeared to be less intense in the wake of the UN Security Council's unanimous approval for the month-long truce. A total of 110 girls are missing after an attack on a school in northeast Nigeria by suspected Boko Haram insurgents, the Information Ministry said on Sunday. Information Minister Le Mohammed was part of a delegation of ministers who met with parents and teachers.
We're already working on several very important leads, which would be, it would be very imprudent. To talk about.
And he said that they want to reassure Nigerians that no stone will be left unturned. The insurgents drove into the town on Monday and attacked the girls' school, sending hundreds of students fleeing. Some of the attackers were camouflaged. And demonstrators in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital of Kinshasa. They encountered security forces Sunday. A civil society activist was shot dead and several other people were wounded during church-led demonstrations. This is VOA News.